I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Heading into the last week of the special legislative session, the partisan standoff over Texas Republicans' priority elections bill is no closer to resolution in Austin. Enough House Democrats to prevent a quorum are still camped out in the nation's capital. The few glimmers of hope for negotiations are long gone, and neither side appears to be in the mood for dialogue. Republicans believe they have already compromised enough on the legislation, while Democrats are distrustful of both the policy driving the legislation and their GOP colleagues after seeing how they have managed the process around the bill so far. Governor Greg Abbott has vowed to call special session after special session until the elections bill passes, and he has said the next one will begin the day after this one ends. Besides the elections bill, there has been little progress made towards restoring legislative funding that Abbott vetoed in retaliation for the Democrats' initial walkout over the bill. The clock is ticking. The funding was set to begin September 1st. That issue could be resolved at the Texas Supreme Court, after a group that includes House Democrats and legislative staffers asked the court to override Abbott's veto. Should time run out before the court weighs in or lawmakers act, salaries and benefits for over 2,000 state employees will be at risk, along with a number of other services and contracts. The current special session is scheduled to end Friday, August 6th. The first day of school is just a couple weeks away, since Governor Greg Abbott has prohibited schools from requiring masks and online classes will not be offered. Some parents and teachers are worried. While Texas provided funds for remote learning during the start of the pandemic, a bill that would have funded it for this year died in the Texas legislature after House Democrats broke quorum. Another bill that did pass made it impossible for the Texas Education Agency to use the same emergency powers to fund remote learning this year, according to an agency spokesperson. Although some school districts, including Austin and Pflugerville ISDs, have announced online options, several others canceled their virtual learning plans for the upcoming school year. Physicians, health experts, teachers, and advocates are pleading with the governor to allow school districts to require masks, one of the most consistently viable tools against the spread of the coronavirus, and for parents to have their kids wear them even if there isn't a mandate. The emergence of the more contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is fueling the latest surge in cases and likely spreading rampantly among the unvaccinated. Many of those who are unvaccinated are Texas school children. According to state data, less than a quarter of Texans aged 12 to 15 are fully vaccinated, and no vaccine has yet been approved for students younger than 12, an age group in more than half of the school system's grade levels. The CDC released new guidance that all students and staff in schools should wear masks. The American Academy of Pediatrics also says everyone over 2 years old should wear one, but Abbott is standing firm on his ban of allowing schools to require masking. Children are much less likely than adults to get very ill or die from COVID-19, according to several experts and studies. However, complications of the disease have killed some children, and experts warn that children can spread the virus to other members of the family. Check for updates on our website, texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Association of Nurse Anesthetists. Texas Association of Nurse Anesthetists works to advance patient safety and the profession of nurse anesthesia. Learn more about CRNAs at txana.org.